So you're hanging out on Facebook, you see something that appeals to you, and you hit that little button that says like. Well, this seemingly idle gesture is now a currency of political campaigns.
So we have 33,000 likes or 33,000 supporters on Facebook.
That's Mark Nicaster of York businessman Tom Wolf's campaign for governor. The only way to get 33,000 likes as quickly as Wolf has is by buying ads on Facebook. And Wolf isn't even the leader among gubernatorial candidates. That would be Congresswoman Allison Schwartz of Montgomery County, whose Facebook page has 49,000 likes, likely the result of thousands of dollars spent on Facebook ads. Her campaign says it advertises on Facebook but won't discuss details. Now, you may wonder, who cares? What does a campaign get for all those likes? Well, those who liked you will see when you post something new on your page. So, for example, this fall when Governor Tom Corbett made that strange comment comparing same-sex marriage to another kind of union.
I think a much better analogy would have been brother and sister, don't you?
Schwartz's video response quickly went to all her Facebook likers.
The governor has damaged our state, our reputation, and our hearts by saying something so outrageous, so cruel. And
so sharing messages with a large online audience is one use of all those likes. Just as important, campaigns hope their Facebook followers will turn into an army of activists and volunteers to fill up events or contribute. Mark Nevins, a consultant whose firm The Dover Group does digital campaign work, says buying Facebook likes with advertising can be expensive, up to a dollar per like, and he thinks a smaller, organically grown Facebook following is in some ways preferable.
So you find that people who come to your site and sign up organically are a little bit more motivated than people who end up joining you because they saw an advertisement.
He also notes that some of the likes you get from advertising are people who sign on just to trash you in comments to your posts, and the Schwartz Facebook page has them. One critic recently wrote in comments that her ad was full of caca. Nevin's firm is working for State Treasurer Rob McCord's campaign, which doesn't advertise heavily for likes and has only about 2,300 of them. Candidates can also buy sponsored Twitter messages, and there are other really sophisticated ways to use digital media to reach voters. Chris Massicott is chief operating officer of DS Political, a Washington-based firm that does targeted online communications. In 2012, his firm took hundreds of millions of web browser cookies, those files websites leave on computers after somebody visits a website, which gave the firm lots of personal information about lots of people.
And we took that and we matched that to a very, very good voter file. So now that I know that it's you, I can then say, well, now you're a male between the ages of 30 and 60, and you vote in Democratic primaries.
So for a price, the firm can ensure that when a targeted voter watches a TV video clip on his computer, he's first offered, or in some cases required, to watch a video commercial for his firm's candidate. Next year, that could be Montgomery County State Senator Dalen Leach, a candidate for Congress, who has a gift for making his point with a touch of humor.
Truth is, Republicans used to care about solving problems. 81 Republicans voted for Social Security. 70 of them voted for Medicare.
But like the dodo bird or the Osmonds,
reasonable Republicans are awfully hard to find these days and almost never appear in concert.
As the gubernatorial and congressional races heat up, expect campaigns to use those video ads to reach targeted audiences. Campaigns are turning to digital messaging because it's cheaper, more targeted, and easier to measure results than with traditional media. And perhaps most important, because many young people are mostly watching video in places other than TV screens. But veteran Democratic consultant Neil Oxman says that in a Pennsylvania primary, you can't go all digital.
The single biggest predictor of voting in America is age. The older you are, the more likely you are to vote. In a state like Pennsylvania, where there are still a lot of very old voters, it's usually easier to reach older people by more traditional advertising, radio and television.
Oxman's firm now has an online communication specialist and typically recommends that about 10% of a campaign's media budget go to online communications. As more eyeballs abandon TV screens for computers and mobile devices, that percentage is likely to rise. Dave Davies, WHYY News.